morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 7th. Broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Office and Studios in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 19,600 head will be offered, including 5,100 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video of a specific lot, visit our website at www.superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. You can also call and register for your buyer number today. It's 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock, February 7th, starting 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
As the 2019 Oklahoma legislative session gets underway, lobbyists like Steve Thompson of American Farmers and Ranchers are striving to maintain a presence at the state capitol in an effort to field questions and concerns that might arise among policymakers, as well as to protect the interest of the various groups they represent. Thompson says that's become of particular importance this year, with nearly three-quarters of Oklahoma's legislators coming into this session with only 2 years or less of legislative experience. Given that situation, Thompson says it is vitally important to be on hand as a resource that can educate lawmakers on the issues and the benefits and/or consequences that each decision brings with it. For instance, this year there are several bills that have broached two subjects taboo to the rural community: modifying or eliminating the ag sales tax exemption and tampering with the ad valorem tax structure.
An old favorite of ours in the ag community is the ag sales tax exemption. There's a number of pieces of legislation that seek to modify or eliminate that. That is a constant threat hanging over our head in the country, and so we're really concerned about educating this new group about the value in that, the economic benefit to not just farmers and ranchers, producers around the state, but to retail businesses in Oklahoma, agribusinesses, how important that commerce in Oklahoma really is. And when we compete with our neighbors, it's a critical thing that we have to have. So beyond that, there's another little threat hanging over our heads of ad valorem tax increases. Our members have spoken clearly with one voice through the years opposing increases or really even changes to their property tax system, but there's a significant push to expand the uses of ad valorem tax to include funding municipalities and municipal government, which would be a really groundbreaking expansion of what those dollars can go for. And we really need to find a way to better fund police and fire systems in our communities. We're concerned about several of the unintended consequences that ad valorem tax change would bring.
Thompson contends that these are issues AFR members will insist legislators strike down and return to the drawing board on. He believes it's a request that the legislature will be obliged to pay attention to.
You saw the outsized influence that rural Oklahoma voters had on the election last year, and it seems like everybody in the state capitol building is aware of that. And we're excited about the attitude of all the legislators, the new statewide elected officials. Governor Stitt has assembled a very friendly cabinet officials for us to work with. So we think that the team in Oklahoma City is very positive right now.
You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.